brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Hey man, got a light? It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to the Smokes episode, folks, where everything good in life is worth discussing. We'll have a good episode for you guys today about 724 cigars, but first I want to introduce our host, our co-host. I'm good old boy Barger, and to my left is good old boy Mike.
Am I in microphone left or microphone right?
You are.
I'm not really quite sure.
Wherever you want to be,
sir. Am I centered today? It feels like I'm centered.
I think you need to talk to your guru
about
that. Hello, everybody.
I know. In spite of the injunctions that have been filed on repeated occasions, I'm still here.
That's right. And good old boy Nate.
What's up? Good to be back.
And good old boy Benjamin, welcome.
Back like I never left, thanks.
That's right. I know it's your second episode, so we're glad to have you here, and I'm really glad that could you put a lot into these episodes. That's really helpful. So we are the best thing on at 2 a.m., just before speech therapy with Bobcat Goldthwait. And right after, Estelle Getty presents today's fashion trends.
And you put the belt on just like this.
Could you imagine watching her on a fashion show? Like, how funny would that be?
Pass me some more rum.
Right. So this is our smoke segments. Here we talk about cigars and, well, anything that you can smoke. Well, almost anything, because we're in Tennessee.
Yeah.
But here's what we're going to discuss today. We are doing a takeover episode of 724 Cigars. Huge thank you and shout out to Kurt Kendall for supplying the cigars for today's episode.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kurt.
We actually, myself and good old boy Benjamin, got to meet him. We got a little bit of time to speak with him at the PCA. He was a bit apprehensive at first, but knowing we're fellow bourbon enthusiasts, well, that's a big word. I have a hard time today with those. He opened up quickly about what he does and why he's passionate about his cigars. He also shared his Willett single barrel family estate pick with us.
Where was I in the middle of that?
And it was amazing.
Behind a curtain. Somebody had it behind the curtain.
He pulled us aside. I was like, you guys like bourbon? I was like, yeah, potato, potato, let's go.
Okay.
It was great. It was great.
There should have been a mass text sent out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to talk about it because these are small things that we do for fun.
Was I in another building? I mean, seriously, was my phone busted that
honestly,
day?
We should have got somebody else involved too, because it was just Barger that got to get on it, you know?
Well, yeah, but I think Mike was stuck up the Rocky Patel booth somewhere.
Probably.
But hopefully we'll have him in a future chats episode. So, Kurt, I'll be reaching out for that. Be on the lookout for those episodes. They will be coming out soon. We're going to do chats episodes where we'll be diving into what makes people tick in the cigar industry. We'll also be blinding them on cigars they may or may not know.
I love bicycles.
It's going to be fun, and I love blinds. If you guys haven't figured it out, we've done so far two blind tasting episodes, right?
I'm blind.
We're at two now, right?
Yeah, we're at $10. We just did
$10. Yeah, we did a $5 blind and we did a $10 blind, and they were tons of fun. And I never stay within the budget, but that's another conversation for our lawyers.
Okay.
So now remember, folks, if you are a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered in our Cigar 101 episodes, where we will unpack all of the cigar speak will be decoded. Just search for Sip, Suds, and Smokes on whatever platform you're using and look up the Cigar 101 episode, and it should pop right up for the link in our show notes. If you can't find it, ask your parents for help.
Mom.
That's right. Now off to business. Today, our safe word is pompadour.
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 So pompadour. If you guys get a little out of your comfort zone, you can just say pompadour, and we may or may not stop.
Pompadour.
So today, good old boy Mike's gets the honors of going over our smokes ratings today. So take it away, Mike.
We'll be smoking and discussing these cigars from 724 and rating them with our Sip, Suds, and Smokes rating plus our signature sounds. Here are those ratings now. Number one, this sucked before it was lit. Smokes rating two, well, I'd smoke this again. Smokes rating number 3. Move out of the way. I need a box of these.
Oof. That's a good rating. I'll
love that rating.
I'll be down with some boxes. So, today our product line is all 724 cigars, which you guys may or may not be experienced with. I have experienced them a little bit in the past, but just started revisiting them, and I was pleasantly surprised. But Benjamin, why don't you tell us a little bit about 724?
Yeah, so urban legend has it that 724 cigars was so named because R.G. Sullivan, who was the founder of the brand in 1874, got his start in business with the winnings from a lottery ticket with the numbers 7, 20, and 4.
Oh.
However...
That's it.
That is a myth. Writer George Franklin Wiley offered a more plausible explanation in this book. Wiley's semi-centennial book of Manchester, 1846 to 1896, that Sullivan changed the brand's original name from New Gold Dust Cigars to 724 Cigars.
Wow, New Gold Dust just sounds fun.
Shouldn't that be like, this is a WWE character,
yeah, like,
right?
Like Gold Dust breaks into your hand, in your room with a chair and like hands you a cigar and like, you're going to smoke this.
A ring nickname.
Right?
Dr. Hater on quarter 4.
724 was the address of a factory in Manchester, New Hampshire at 724 Elm Street. The cigars, which sold for 10 cents at the time, were handmade with Cuban tobacco fillers and Sumatra wrappers. The brand was so successful that Sullivan's Cigar Factory became one of the world's largest manufacturers of handmade cigars.
Didn't we talk about this in another episode, Nate, where, or might have been Mike, where companies in small towns and in cities in states across America used to grow tobacco and used to manufacture their own state's tobacco in cigars.
Yeah, for a long time, especially, I mean, we didn't have the access to a lot of Central American tobacco like we do now, and so a lot of the common man would smoke cigars made right down the street, rolled at the, you know, their town's little factory that they had, and some were big, some were small.
Like grandma used to roll them down the street, right?
Just like grandma used to
that
make.
Man, I miss grandma's cigars all the time. So what else about Kurt can you tell us?
Yeah, so actually today Kurt E. Kendall, the entrepreneur and owner of 2 New Hampshire cigar stores, has always been an avid antique collector. So over the years, he's displayed an extensive collection of cola machines, gas pumps, and other artifacts in his retail shops.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And one of his passions was to revive the 724 cigar brand. So Kendall went ahead and acquired the then-defunct trademark and began reproducing the historic cigars that now rank as one of the best boutique cigars on the market.
Well, I don't think I was upset by any of the cigars that we smoked. We actually met Kurt at PCA, which if you haven't listened to that episode yet, go check it out. Because if you're listening on the radio, you're going to have to go online. I'm sorry, because that was a 2-hour-long episode we did. And we went over 16 or 20 cigars on that episode.
For sure.
It was pretty expensive, but we had a freaking awesome time recording that episode.
So a little bit about Manchester, since I know the town, you know, quite well.
Oh,
and so Manchester was a place where the logs would actually float down the river, and a lot of the lumber mills were right there in Manchester.
Is that where they have Bonnaroo?
So it's very evident when you actually are driving, you know, around Manchester itself, you'll see basically the city is kind of right on the river itself, and you'll see a lot of the warehouses where they would actually store a lot of the wood that they would actually take out of the river. And I think one of the lumber mills is actually still in operation. They don't float the logs down the river anymore.
I bet that'd be cool to
watch.
They've
got a great football club too, right?
Yeah, Manchester.
Same one.
Glory, glory, Man United.
But it's a great town. And, you know, I think that if you, there's a lot of interesting things to do around Manchester. Should definitely check out this shop for sure.
So one thing that I want to do, you know, just talk a little bit about, you know, when we met Kurt at the PCA in Vegas, we hit it off, man. It was a good time. He spent some time with us talking about what he liked about the brand. And
he just gave you Willet.
Oh, he did give me some Willet, and I am super thankful for that. And gosh, I'll take a bottle anytime. Anytime. Yeah, right. Hook, line, and sinker. You had me at Willet.
What do you do, Willet?
Well, I think one of the coolest things about meeting Kurt is he definitely embodies that new generation of cigar smoker, right? Like, he's not the guy that's in the three-piece suit with the fedora, you know, and the scarf hanging around his neck, and, you know, like that type of vibe that you think about with cigar smokers, like tattoos, beautiful beard, really kind of soft-spoken fella. But you could absolutely just pick up on every bit of passion that he had for bringing this brand back and keeping it historically accurate.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge win, right? There's so many people out there that just want to create something that only speaks to what they're doing. It's a kind of just like a one-off experience for them, right? They're really just trying to create something new that embodies themselves in the cigar market, and he's really tied to that sense of history and bringing that brand back.
I like the branding that he does also, because his labeling is very what's the word I'm looking for? It's minute details. It's not flashy labeling. And classic. So it's very classic style labeling. And I, as we all know me, I'm a sucker for branding. So if you're consistent in your branding, I'm going to try your cigars. Nate, what do you think?
No, I mean, I agree. And we'll get to this, but I think he was super creative for calling a size of the dog walker, because people have always nicknamed, you know, short little smokes the dog walker. But
I love that.
But it's cool to actually, you know, it's like I've actually in retail before sold a box specifically because some guy was like, oh, that's great. I like to smoke when I walk my dog and I want a short amount. And it's like, okay, walk the dog until he does his business and I can smoke this. And so
if I'm not mistaken, and from my conversation with him, I believe that 724, the old brand, was actually coined the phrase the dog walker.
I think Kurt takes credit for it.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, who knows?
Interesting. Good job, Kurt. That's cool. It was awesome. So we're going to dive into these cigars pretty shortly. We might take a short break here and talk about our sponsors. Well, we're not going to talk about it. They're going to talk about it to you. So enjoy those.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
All right, welcome back from the commercial break. We're going to dive into these cigars from 724. The first one up is the WK Series Robusto, and Benjamin's going to take it away. Good old boy Benjamin, what you got?
Yeah, man, so this is a limited release, a special series. It's a series that's actually really near and dear to Kurt. It's in remembrance of his late son, William, the WK Series. So this is a 5x50 Connecticut with Nicaraguan and Honduras filler, Honduras binder, and an Ecuador Connecticut wrapper. Kurt Kendall actually released these to honor his late son, who passed away in 2011, and his tributes go, a finer cigar could not have been chosen. The 724 WK stands ready to suit almost anyone's preference, leaning in with smooth and well-balanced flavors. I really, really enjoyed this smoke, man.
Now, that's the one that says in every case on the band. Is that right?
It is, yeah. I think that that's their tagline for the brand. And I think that was something that I immediately picked up on with this brand 724, because you know the duality immediately spoke to me.
Sure.
In every case, meaning in every opportunity that you have, or in every case that you would need to smoke a cigar, 724 is the brand to do that, right? So whether it is sitting around with your buddies doing a podcast, or if y'all are sitting around celebrating a birthday or celebrating someone's legacy in life, this is absolutely a smoke that you know you can just grab a box and just hand out, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to offend anybody with this smoke. It's very welcoming.
For sure. And I would almost interject and say that I'm not almost interjecting. I am interjecting and
interject
saying
away.
So I think that in every case is almost an invitation. Like I interpret that as an invitation to slow down and to take a second and really focus on the little things in life.
Well, that's what a cigar does for you, right? Like a cigar is a commitment. You're gonna take the time out, right? It's you know, selfish may be the term that kind of comes to mind, but in the best way possible.
Sure.
Right. You have to commit that time frame. Like a Robusto, you know, this probably took me an hour and a half to smoke. And so you really have that time not only to enjoy the cigar and, you know, dive into all the nuances if that's what you want to do, but you also get to enjoy the people around you. You get to have those conversations, right? And that invitation is not only, you know, to the cigar, but the ritual around it, right? And the camaraderie that comes with sitting down and sharing a smoke with someone.
Yeah. I really commend you on making a Robusto last an hour and a half.
I'll take my time, bud.
So this was a stick that I had actually last in the product line, and it was my favorite out of the entire product line.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it really was. It was very good. It was very well balanced. I thought the construction of it was really spot on and great quality, good burn line all the way through and through. Yeah, I think the only thing I was just like, wow. Could I have this in a little bit bigger stick? I mean, it was that good.
You mean like a Petit Lancero?
No. Definitely not.
Come on.
It comes in a church.
Yeah. Everything's better in Lancero. Oh, yeah.
I think it sucks.
Yeah. So, but really great cigar. I think that if you're looking, like I said, this is my favorite of the product line. Really solid stick. I have no idea what this costs, but I would say it's probably good bang for buck.
Yeah, his price points are really good.
Everything that he sells.
Yeah. Everything is between 8 and 15 that he sells, at least that I've seen. Now, he may have some limited releases that I haven't seen yet that may be a little more expensive, but I would say in every case, it's worth a try.
Absolutely.
So
just to bounce off that, the duality of that in every case is this should be something that, you know, I would hope you'd be able to find in every cigar case and humidor that you visit. I think this is, you know, if you're a cigar retailer, this is one of those brands that you should carry.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing as well. And definitely trying to keep things like that in your humidor that you can just split with a friend and say, hey, here's one. I'm going to smoke one. We're going to have a good time and just take and have a good moment in life together. So what were your tasting notes?
Yeah, solid construction on this, considerable spice off the light and in the retrohale. This was a medium plus body smoke for me, medium to full strength. It mellows out in the second, third, and through the end with some nice leather and wood tones. But the nuance really came through the retro for me, which was really, really something that I enjoy about a cigar. To have that kind of consistent, you know, big, leathery, woody, almost like coffee-like tones through the smoke of the cigar.
Sure,
and then to get some of that nuance as you retrohale, it's a nice little, you know, kind of cherry on top. It's a little bit of excitement that you can, you know, expose yourself to as you go through the smoke.
Yeah, I had a little pepper off the light, like it was kind of dusty and peppery, and it actually reminded me of an older Davidoff.
Huh.
Which was interesting to me, and it could have just been my setting where I was, but I really got those pepper on the retro, and really, I thought after that first third, it just mellowed out nicely to have a good blend. So what was your rating upon that?
That's a 3 for me all day.
All right, so we're going to call it a 3. So next up,
I had an interesting story to share with you guys.
Yeah, go away.
Because every topic
away,
is
but
go away.
Worthy of discussion, you know, for sure. So as I was driving up to our studio for production day, I got caught in a little bit of traffic, and I had to weave through, you know, some of the neighborhoods that are around where our studio is. And I was driving. I was driving past a school, and there was a sign on the side of the road that said "Reading Tutor." And then it had a phone number on it.
Was it spelt funny?
It's just
are you gonna give that phone number to Mike.
Was it called T-L-O-T-E-R?
It was the irony of the whole thing. I'm like, well, if you can't read, you can't read the sign, man. So it's like seriously, it's like, have you thought about this for a moment? You know, am I the only one in the room going, hey, man, I don't think the sign's going to work well. You know, it's like,
yeah, so, I do not think it means what you think it means.
No, I was sitting there. I was at a stop sign, and I was looking at the sign, and I was just laughing my butt off. I mean, it was just, you know, it was hilarious. I love those moments of just little irony, you know, that you're just like, you know, you might want to think about that.
Right, for sure. So, actually, good old boy Mike, you're up next with your Factory 57.
Yeah, so the Factory 57 is a Robusto as well, 5x50 as a natural. The filler is Honduras, Nicaraguan, Mexico, Colombia, Costa Rica, and a partridge in a pear tree. The wrapper is high priming triple fermented, not double, triple fermented Nicaraguan Jalapa Habano. So this is aged for 3 years plus an additional 6 months before shipping. And according to 724 cigar owners, Kurt Kendall, the Factory 57 name refers to the U.S. government's official designation of 724 as a licensed and tax manufacturer of premium cigars. I had this, this, I'm trying to think when I smoked this in the lineup. I guess this was
10 minutes ago.
No. this was the third I had out of the four, and I was not very happy with this. So here are some of my notes here about the 724 Robusto. Tad spicy, very spicy up front. It was a spice bomb.
I got that too.
It had a few burn line issues. You know, just kind of an average draw. I wrote, I'm glad I'm done with this product line.
Well, so, man, what'd you pull that out of your shoebox humidor?
Yeah, I was not happy with finishing things off, you know.
See, I had the opposite on that one.
Same.
Okay.
Oh, man, it was real creamy off the light for me and had a really good smoke. The burn on the flavor was great for mine. This cigar was fantastic. It's creamy, it's smooth all the way. The flavors blended really well for me. And I actually paired that with a good rye whiskey, which really helped.
Spice on top of spice.
Type of family estate that you adhere to consistently?
No, it wasn't the little, but I can't talk about it. But it was actually delicious. And I put even the last half of that ticks up even more spice.
Really?
Yeah. For mine, it was just like, oh, you think the spice is mellowing out? Forget it. We're getting more spicy to you. But I will definitely buy the cigar.
I wish to register a complaint.
Yes.
Well, what's your complaint, sir?
I'm sorry, but I just, there is no way this was the same. Did you like put different bands on my cigars? Nope. Is that it?
Nope, not
it
this time.
It was such a spice. I don't write down it's a spice bomb unless it is a spice bomb.
It was definitely a spice bomb. But see, as we all know at Sip, Suds, and Smokes, Mike's opinion
is twice as much as
is ours. Not worth anything in this opinion.
Benjamin, what do you think of it? Be the arbitrator.
I mean, I hate to jump on the bandwagon here, Mike, but this is absolutely a killer for me.
Got him.
I love this smoke. This was a fresh pulled espresso. The crema still on top. That spice was definitely on the retro for me, though it lingered on the palate a bit more than the WK series. I would smoke this cigar again and again. Now,
absolutely.
That being said, it could have been the setting for me. This was last night for me. So sitting on the back porch, listening to the crickets, reading a good book, like I was in the right space for this smoke, if you will.
We were smoking the same cigar in the same evening.
Yeah.
It's not a weather issue. Is this a pop-up book? Maybe. Are you guys reading?
Yeah. There's pictures involved.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Don't judge me.
Yeah, that's fine.
I saw the sign.
Uh-huh.
It's trickery.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm telling you. I was tricked.
So let's give that our sips rating. What do we got here, folks?
It's a 3 for me.
We're going to go with 3.
Suck.
Yeah, bring me a box.
Pass.
So I just want to touch base. Nate, good old boy Nate, just had to leave. His wife's car wouldn't start. So sorry, Nate, you're going to get to miss out. But don't worry.
Hope you get the car fixed, though. Car problems are the worst.
That's right. But I'll read his cigar.
All of Nate's opinions are really mine. So I get two, votes.
See, I disagree.
Nate'll absolutely back me up on everything I'm saying.
Can we call our lawyer for this one?
No.
Okay. All right. So good old boy Nate.
Hi, guys.
All right. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do
that. That was a poor interpretation. Nate, that's for sure. Yeah.
No. So he had the 724 dog walker. So actually, we had talked about the dog walker earlier and how 724 is the one that coined the phrase for that. Can't confirm, but it's a great story, and I enjoy hearing that. So 724 original series dog walker is a 4.25x40 Maduro. Its filler is a diverse blend of Nicaraguan, Honduran, Mexican, and Colombian long filler. Its binder is Costa Rican, and its wrapper is Brazilian Matafina wrapper. So it's actually cedar aged for 120 days to mellow. It says on those occasions when the time or weather may be an issue, you may prefer a shorter smoking experience. The dog walker is a perfect size for walking the dog, washing the car, anything that you want it to be. These cigars smoke in a range of 15 to 48 minutes depending on how you smoke it. A double bonus of smaller cigars is their price point. So their price points are typically between $5 to $8 ranges. Now, I don't quite know the price range because I didn't look it up. But I would suggest...
I think this was like $4.99.
Yeah, I would say you're in the $5 to $6 range. Absolutely, depending on taxes and, taxation is theft. But, we'll talk about that in another podcast. So the dog walker for me, I had notes on that. Let me pull them up here in my trusty phone.
So you missed the cedar age for 120 days.
No, I didn't. I said that.
You said that. I'm sorry.
This happens every time. You don't listen to me when I talk, Mike. Why do we go through this?
Rather a gloom over the evening, hasn't it?
It's like we're married again.
Hold my hand.
Yeah, right. So,
let me follow along.
That's right.
More rum at the end of the table.
That's right. More rum. So what I got off that was, man, that thing, again, just like the factory Robusto, this thing was a spice bomb.
Yes, sir.
It was a flavor bomb, and I really enjoyed the cigar. I said it mellowed out great. It was bold off the light, but mellows out real quickly. So like your first... Even half of your first third is like super spice, and then it just mellows out to blend those three flavors well. And you almost can hit that cedar halfway through that cigar. You can get that cedar taste. What did you think about that?
Yeah, that the cedar really came through for me. This one had a really nice, almost kind of like effervescent wood to me. Right?
Effer?
Yeah, effervescent. Oh. Right? You walk into like a new cedar barn or something like that, right? And like that almost sweet aroma, but it has that kind of tinge of like spice to it hits you. And this is a first thing in the morning smoke for me. This is that cup of coffee smoke. Perfect time frame, perfect size. I do kind of lean into the Barger method as far as, sizes go. So
that's right.
Lancero, right? That 48 ring gauge.
Give it to me, baby.
So this one being fair.
So what would you prefer, Mike? What would you prefer this in?
I think that I definitely love the name of this. It really aligns, a cigar with an activity. And I think that's what I really loved about this. I had the cigar when we got together for a HERF. So we were having several cigars.
What's a HERF?
HERF is when we just get together and we bitch about everything. And,
oh, well, that happens every day.
And you guys realize that I'm right about everything. So,
at least opinionated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very humbly as well.
That's right. He pays the bills.
it's interesting. We always, we talk about pairing things, and it's usually paired with, a whiskey or, another beverage, or sometimes with a food. But I like this idea of, pairing an activity, with a cigar, because It is spot on for, you know, the amount of time for me to walk my dog. I have a Shih Tzu. It's a, you know.
You have
a Shih
Tzu. Oh, my bad.
Shih Tzu.
Selective hearing.
Yeah, thanks. Well, it's a, anyway. But it aligns, you know, definitely with the amount of time usually that I am taking the dog for a walk. And I just thought that, you know, from a marketing perspective, it's a lot, you know, easier to do that than saying, would you like a petite Corona? It's like, well, you know.
I'm into full size Coronas.
But the thing that I liked about it that particular evening that we got together for the HERF is it actually was a good tune up for my palate, you know, because I'd been sampling and drinking a bunch of things through the day, working on a completely different episode. And I really had not had a cigar all day. And, you know, that helped me just kind of set myself into, I really need to smoke through these cigars and pay attention to what they're going to be. So it was really good to acclimate my palate. And that was the other thing that I really loved. I agreed that I thought the cedar was, I thought, very present in a lot of the flavor profile of this, but in a good way. I mean, sometimes you can have cedar and it's almost like rancid, you know. It can actually overwhelm, you know, any flavor profile in it, but it was very complimentary and I thought, you know, it was working well. That was a great stick. I would definitely, I like this a lot.
Yeah, I like this cigar a lot as well. But and what I like about the size of the cigar is that, you know, like you said, you can use it for multiple things if you just have limited amounts of time. But also, I kind of did this one with dessert. So I was eating a double chocolate ice cream.
Huh.
Yeah, and it was fantastic.
Let's rate this up before we head out here.
So I'm gonna rate this. We're going to go 3 all across the board. So we're going to take a quick break for some sponsors, and then we'll come back and talk about one of the other cigars that came and maybe some more shenanigans.
What kind of dog would you walk this with?
Maybe a Mastiff. If I had a Mastiff. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue.
Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back to our 724 takeover of Sip Sons and Smokes episode. I hope you guys are having as much fun as we are.
Thrilled.
Oh, we are having ecstatic. So much fun.
Well, I have fresh whiskey now in my glass.
Put your shirt back on. Yes,
I will not, sir. This is hot in here. So we went over the Dog Walker recently and we rated it a 3 because that cigar is awesome. But what other activities would you guys do with a Dog Walker?
You know, I think it's a good you know, if you have to go for a walk, you know, even without an animal, I think it's a good stick to take down to the golf range.
Yeah.
You know, that way you're just, I mean, you take a larger stick, you know, and you're hitting golf balls, you're constantly managing, you know, the cigar instead of what you're doing at the range.
Well, you might be.
You know.
It's a really good slice game you got.
Yeah, I do. Thank you. look, I'm bringing out, you know, outside in, you know, swing plane back in yeah. back in motion. Okay?
There's not one golf swing, right? Yeah, that's true. That's as long right. as it works for you.
He's mm-hmm. out there weed whacking.
Mm-hmm. It's not 1-2, it's 1-2.
That's right. Well, you know, and we talked about the time commitment thing, right? And, yeah. and so wanting to spend that time, maybe you don't want to spend a lot of time where you're going. Right. Maybe you do just want to kind of hang out long enough to have a short smoke and you've got some other commitments to get to. And
call it the break from the in-laws.
Yeah.
Or right. like a commute, like you're going to pick up dinner and coming right back home.
Right. Mm-hmm. It, you know, if you're smoking in the car, right. Or, you know, yeah, that's exactly what I had in mind, Mike, where, you know, maybe some of those family functions you don't want to spend a lot of time at.
Yeah. You mean like, Thanksgiving, man, you know, Christmas,
I've got a timer set on this thing and it's about 45 minutes max and I'm up out of here.
So that's an interesting question. So do you pick the size of the cigar based on when you plan to smoke it, and does it align with that activity?
I think we do.
Because, you know, I think, well, there's a difference between us smoking for the show and probably me, you know, making those choices when I just have absolutely no agenda. I'm just enjoying a cigar.
Wait, there's times you don't have an agenda?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Hang on a second.
I wish to register a complaint.
I do, yes. So, again. But, yeah, you know, it just kind of struck me that there are times that I, even the way that I manage my Tupperdores are generally by size. Like, I have most of the Robustos in one Tupperdore. I have, you know, most of the Toros in another. I have all the Churchills, you know, in another.
I thought they were alphabetized.
No. So I find myself, you know, going, well, I have, you know, an hour and a half to kill. I'll take a Churchill, you know, or I only have like 30 minutes and I'll grab a Robusto.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I know that I tend to pick the size of the stick based on the amount of time that I probably have to work with to try and enjoy that. But at the same time, sometimes, you know, especially people that I play golf with, they take the same stick no matter what, you know, for 4 hours. And it's like, oh, well.
While they're searching for their golf ball?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Starting forest fires out there.
Hey, man, I'm just telling you, we're swinging for the trees.
I can shoot 108 and smoke four sticks while we're out here. That's all I care about.
Well, now that we're talking about size and we're doing a little bit comparison here, boys, I want to talk about the Churchill.
Yes.
So this Churchill we got from him was a 7x50 Maduro. And yes, I please. Think that it was fantastic. I typically am not a Churchill guy because that is a time commitment. It is just as much length as it is girth.
Today we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure, place it at the center of the shoulder, bring it down through the crotch, and back up again, making sure it's going over the widest part.
Well, the filler on this one is a diverse blend of Nicaraguan, Honduran, Mexican, and Colombian long filler. The binder is Costa Rican, and the wrapper is a Brazilian Matafina wrapper. And it is also cedar aged for 120 days. So what I want to take a second about is this is almost the same blend as the Dog Walker. If you guys notice and listen to and pay attention to what we say when we talk.
Correct.
It's trickery.
It's not.
So, if anyone out there has had these thoughts, when you get a cigar in a different size, does it taste the same?
No.
No.
So tell me why. Tell me why.
Definitely not in this case. And I think part of it might have been just the amount of time and exposure, you know, to that filler and binder, you know, itself. I have a feeling that, you know, you're comparing something between, you know, 10 to 15 minutes versus something that was, you know, an hour. And I just think that, you know, my palate just flat out was worn out and so fatigued after the first third of this. I was fighting all the way through.
Too much spice for you?
It was not working for me. Yeah.
Well, that's sad.
I had a lot of other issues, but
what do you think, Benjamin?
One the same. So for this one, for me, like, this was something that I would absolutely revisit again in that dog walker size. But the Churchill was a struggle for me. I remember, you know, you sent me that picture of you smoking it and how much you loved it. Yeah. And it got me excited to light this thing and go, you know, because we tend to have a little bit of a similar palate.
Right.
And I got about halfway through it and was like, this guy is absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
There is no way this is, you know, what he's talking about.
Yep.
And for me, I think it was that cedar age for me definitely took a hold of the dog walker in all the right ways.
Yeah.
And it did not do the same in the Churchill.
Really?
About halfway through this thing, I mean, I almost like wanted to give up on it. It was solid. I'm not, you know, it's something that I would smoke again if someone handed it to me. But this would not be a cigar that I would look for in a Churchill size. Maybe in a Robusto, something that's got really a little more girth to it.
Oof.
But in that Churchill size, man, I was not a fan of this cigar.
So I actually really enjoyed the Churchill size of this cigar. In fact, I enjoyed it so much, I didn't even take notes on it. I literally, it was in an every case moment. Like, I was in the moment with the cigar, and I was sitting in my basement.
Many, many moments.
That's right. There were many moments with this cigar, but you know what? To me, it, in that moment, it was the experience of the cigar for me. So it wasn't,
was it the aroma?
Yeah, right.
You are driving the Indy car.
Yeah, right.
You feel like the Formula One was just
the Germans. Gotta love them.
Sorry, no, it's a different company, different story.
Yeah, it's great. Listen to the PCA episode for that
you'll
one.
You'll get it.
Well, I guess that, you know, the question that pops up for me would be: Was this the experience with the cigar? Or was there something else happening, or something else that you were doing? You know, that number one kept you away from taking notes, right? So thanks for not doing your homework.
Yeah, gummies
right.
Involved.
Yeah, right.
No, and then no gummies two, this time.
Right? You know, was there something that was an attribute to that experience that made you enjoy it that much?
So for me, I paired it with a really malt forward bourbon. And so the spice and the cedar kind of blended with the malt forward bourbon that I had. And it almost turned into like a chocolate. It was really weird how it happened. And I don't know that I can replicate it, but that
you could smoke the same cigar and drink the same whiskey.
Yeah, but I know, but it's like, it's all about your headspace too, man.
So it was the experience.
I mean, yeah, it's just, I had a long, exhausting day at work. I was just ready to just sit down and have a moment to myself.
I was the same way, you know, when I decided it, I was like, cool. You know what? I really want to go back to this 18-year Foursquare rum that it's been a long time since I had it. And I'm like, you know, that's moved to the back of the shelf in a way in which I really want to come back, you know, and enjoy that. You know, I think it'll pair well, you know, with a Churchill, you know, even if the, you know, between the two of them, one of them has got to be good, you know?
Sure.
And yeah, then that halfway for the through the first third of it, I was just running into all kinds of construction problems. Horrible draw. I mean, I was just like, oh my gosh, I was in dire need of a good ramrod, you know, to try and get through this. And
man,
yeah,
we talk about ramrods here.
So I was like, I am going to hang tough with this. I was enjoying the rum by then. And, but I was like, there's got to be something here I'm missing, you know. And about the halfway point, I was like, okay, you know what? This is just not going well and not getting any better.
Man, I hate that.
And I have to say, I gave up on it, you know, at that point. I was like, okay, I've had enough of this. I enjoyed another, you know, dram of the rum and, you know, really kind of called it. And I was like, okay, never, ever, 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 ever again.
I had none of those construction issues, but all of the flavor issues with it, you know, and I think issues is honestly maybe a little terse, but, you know, it was one of those things too, right, where like this is Maduro. I do normally enjoy, you know, like a Churchill size or girth.
Yeah, that if girth you will. Is
And so I was really excited to smoke this thing, but yeah, it just kind of fell flat, like right in the middle for me, and it never really picked back up. It's also one of those smokes that you think that, okay, you know, maybe there's just a little lull in the middle, right? And then it's going to kind of pick up back on the end, right? You're going to get a lot more of that spice that you got out of the dog walker. You're going to get a little bit more weight out of the smoke at point.
I did not know they were.
It never happened.
I did not know they were same, you know, binder and filler that, you know, was in the dog walker. I didn't even look at the specs. I just know they were different sizes. So when you guys said
they
were
binder, filler, and wrapper. Same.
Yeah, it's the same smoke.
Yeah,
it's
when you guys cigar. All said that, I was like, there is no way. Those are just like on polar opposites, you know, for me. Yeah.
Well, so. I think that, you know, in every case, there's a good one for you and a bad one for you. So we'll give it a sips rating of a 2. Anyway, I mean, I really hate that for both of you that, you know, you had construction problems and then you had spice problems. I would encourage you to revisit it.
No.
I mean, that's fine. You can say no.
I'll try anything twice.
That's, yeah, for sure. And I'm the same way.
Yeah.
If I don't like it the first time, change your environment. Change what you're doing. It's like the first time I smoked some other stuff, you know?
More rum.
Oh, yeah. You could get some really good rums with this for sure.
Yeah.
So we like to discuss everything good in life here on this podcast. So how are you guys? What are you guys finding good in life at the moment?
Other than reading tutor?
Yeah, the reading a toter. It was spelled T-O-O-T-E-R.
Is I was right? waiting for it to be spelled wrong. Why would somebody know that if they don't know how to read? I just, you know, it's like.
Reading is good. Can we start the story now?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's really great to enjoy a brand, you know, like this. That I think the one thing that I found myself, you know, when we were making our way through this product line, I don't know how to describe it other than I just felt like it was very lackluster.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just I felt like this was a. You know, a manufacturing decision that had been made a long time ago, and then they've just been working their tail off to try and maintain, you know, that taste profile for a long time. And I don't know. I felt like it was just a dwarf of whatever it was originally. And I don't know. I don't know why I got that. It's not like I smoked 724s like, you know, 10 years ago, and now I'm smoking them again and going, wow, this is not the same, you know.
Right.
This was the first time I'd had them. But I don't know. I was just... It didn't have a lot of wow or pop to it, and I just, you know.
Except the dog walker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, he's got another cigar that we did not get to try this time, but it's a barber pole, and I believe it's a Connecticut and Maduro. If I'm not mistaken, somebody can pull that up while we're talking. That cigar, Nate was actually talking to us about it before he had to leave. He said that's the best cigar they've got in their line.
Huh.
And so I'm going to encourage you guys to seek it out and try it. Let's try it and see what happens.
A lot of sticks in our lives.
I know it. We have a lot of cigars in our lives.
Oh, my gosh.
But as far as it's for me, as it's concerned, I'm really liking what Kurt's doing.
Would you buy a box?
I would definitely buy a box.
That's the big question. Lay down the big bucks and would. 20 sticks of one of these?
Yeah, I would, because I think that, you know, worst case scenario, if I didn't have time for a Churchill, I'd cut it into a Robusta.
That thought crossed my mind,
you know,
as I was like, well, maybe, you know, instead of a ramrod, I'm just going to cut the Churchill in half and relight it and see if I can resurrect this, you know, shorter stick.
I've had that happen on multiple cigars before that I have gotten a Churchill in
it. It has happened to me with Churchill.
You start smoking it and you're like, man, this is really not what's up. And then you cut it to a Robusto 5 by whatever size. And it's just like, man. This is a completely different cigar at this point. So, but you know, what about you, Ben? What are you enjoying?
The wife and I just moved into a new house, moved out into the country a little bit. So, nice. You know, I've got the right atmosphere to enjoy cigars a bit more, right? The Boom. Back porch and the starlit skies and the ceiling fan spinning, you know, just yep. sets the mood for,
Do you know, your neighbors so- have all their natural teeth?
Yes, I actually we just met a couple of the neighbors, and one of them's a professor, and the other one's a school teacher. So,
oh, wow.
So but yeah, 100% 724 is a brand that's box worthy to me, and I would definitely try out that Hustler Barber Pole.
Yeah, that Hustler Barber Pole is going to be on
Modafina,
my list.
Modafina, Ecuadorian, Connecticut.
That's what it is. Yep, the Ecuadorian, Connecticut. All right, so we're going to start wrapping this episode up. That's right. So great stuff today, guys. I'd like to thank our host, good old boy Mike.
Yeah, thanks for joining us for another exciting episode of Sip Suds and Smokes. Check out all of our episodes online. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
And good old boy Benjamin.
And thanks for having me on the team, guys. Smoke them if you got them.
And as for me, good old boy Barger, keep smoking. Whatever it is you smoke, I support you.
Yeah, but would you still cut the Churchill in half?
I probably would.
Probably, and you know, cutting a Churchill in half doesn't make it a Robusto, right? Can we?
Doesn't matter. That's just like your opinion, man. Yeah, right.
I wish to register a complaint.
Yes, I do.
We'll talk about it in small group later.
Good. Oh, so it's a group therapy. I don't like Churchills.
That's great. Oh, man.
If only it were a Lancero.
Oof. Ah, man, that cigar would have been awesome in a Lancero. You are not taking that from me.
No.
Oh, my God. You better stop it. Have a good night, folks. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes. And our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see y'all next time.